Mr. President.
Well, I finally caught up with you.
Oh, bless you. How are you?
I'm just fine, and I guess it was about Sunday I called you, and you were on your...
That's right.
And then you were on your way, they said, to...
Pittsburgh.
No, you were on your way from Montreat to Charlotte, and then after that, you got to Charlotte, and I called you on the way to Pittsburgh. The next time, you were on your way from... The operator said from Pittsburgh to Charlotte again. So I said, all right, I'll just try it today.
You must get to as well as I do, huh, Mark?
Right. That's right.
No,
well, how are you feeling?
Say hello to you and to just put you on back of you.
Well,
if I can help you in any way, I wanted you to
tell
me.
You get my two cables on your press coverage?
And I wrote you a letter and told you how I appreciate it.
Well, by golly, I was surprised that the press here, it didn't even seep through. You know, they don't usually give the coverage they should, but those huge crowds and everything, that was a great, great success, wasn't it?
Well, it was a very interesting thing because Mr. Wes Gallagher, who's executive editor of the
AP,
he tore into his people for not playing it up more because he said, we consider this the number one story out of South Africa in the last 10 years.
Did he tell you that?
No, he told Lewis Purnell, who's religious editor of the AP.
I see.
And they're now trying to recap the thing, and they've got an article in a lot of papers today.
Good.
Telling a very wonderful story about it, the after effects.
Well, Billy, that's great. That's great.
And we're on our way to Korea, and they're planning on $500,000 a night and $1 million on the closing service.
Oh, my goodness.
And, the ambassador wrote me, and he said that it will be... the largest thing along that line ever to happen in the Far East, and I think it may be the largest meetings in the history of the Christian church.
I can't believe they could have $500,000. Just think of that.
Christianity is very strong in Korea.
Yeah, yeah. I remember, when I was there, 53, and I've been there in 67 again.
I really just wanted to reassure you of my support and prayers and love and backing and... tell you, if there's anything that I can ever do, I want you to consider me a member of your team.
Well, I appreciate it. We're getting that. Things are going on. All right. We're sort of nibbling away at this thing and that thing. But, when you always got to keep your perspective, and when you see that these wonderful POWs and what they say, they make a stump speech for us every time they go out, don't they?
Sure do.
Isn't that something?
And Ruth, she said when some of these articles come out, she said, well, I trust President Nixon, and I know that what he's doing is right. And that's the way we both feel.
Well, I appreciate it very much.
And we don't know everything, but we know you.
Right.
That's enough for us.
Right.
And
well,
that's what I intend to say publicly.
Well, I appreciate it. We will continue to hammer away. We got to expect, Billy, you have to expect the opposition to sort of pick away because, after beating him so badly in November, they just got to recover. And so that's all right.
Well,
we've got the peace in Vietnam, and we're moving along with some other things, and that's what history's going to remember us for.
Absolutely. And I know dear old Sam Irwin, he's been a neighbor of mine all his life, and of course this is his great moment of glory.
Sure. We'll let him have it. He'll dig away, and he'll make a lot of headlines, and he'll irritate a lot, but those things also pass. The main thing about those, of course, is when campaign people, I can assure you nobody in the White House is in, but campaign people, they sometimes do silly things.
By the way, did you get the message that I sent to you about Marvin Watson? Marvin,
recently.
In my judgment, is another John Connolly intellectually. And
I know that. I know. I have a high regard for him.
And he called me on the phone to tell me that he would be ready to join your team in any way, shape, or form you want him if you ever needed him. And he is Mr. Integrity himself. He doesn't drink or smoke or cuss or anything else. And I think his total motivation was if he could be of help to you.
Right, right.
And he was thinking, I think, in terms of the post office.
Right, right,
and,
right. Well, I got that. Let me tell you that if we can, we'd love to use him. I mean, have him something, and they're checking it out. I like the man. I thought he was one of the best at the Johnson General.
Well,
remember the sermon?
He was the best in my judgment.
When he got through with all of them, yes, he did make the best talk of all.
He's making a lot of money now and all, but he loves the country, and...
he's a patriot, isn't he?
He's a real patriot, and he knows how to keep his mouth shut. He's just
right.
He would
go all the way with you.
Tommy, that's Billy. Is he a lawyer, do you know?
He's a lawyer, yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
And he has no ambitions except to serve this country. He's on my board of directors, the reason I come in contact
with him.
He'll going to spend the weekend with us.
Right.
He's executive vice president of Occidental Oil now.
Yes, I know. Works for Arm & Hammer.
Has a gorgeous home. It's right on the cliffs outside.
But he said he would. When did he tell you this? About a month ago, wasn't it?
Just before I went to South Africa.
Yeah.
He called me on the phone, and he said, I just am burdened about the country, and he said, you just tell the president if you have an opportunity.
Right.
I will be happy to serve on his team and be one of his...
Great. Incidentally, we're having Dr. Hill Sunday, you know.
Oh, this coming Sunday?
Yep.
Oh, I'm delighted.
And we just hope he doesn't try to make a civil rights talk.
I'm going to call him and be sure that he does.
The point is, he should talk about the equal rights and everything, but nobody could ever use that forum for the purpose of propaganda, you know.
He and I are very good friends, as you know, and I talk straight to him.
Tell him that we've got...
It was already passed.
No. We've got very... It'll be a very distinguished group, a lot of congressmen and others there, and everybody be watching him. And
I'm going to tell him just to stick to the Bible.
Yes, sir. Okay.
I'll call him.
Well, it's good to talk to you. And
to you, and God
appreciate your help and your support, and Ben Ruth's too. Maybe hers a little more, you know.
Well, Dr. Bell, you know, is moderator of the Presbyterian Church, and he's really back of you, too.
Isn't he great, though? He's a great fellow. Great guy.
Thank you, sir.
He's really marvelous.
He's right. Mayo Clinic right now.
I know he was terribly concerned about the bombing, you remember, last December, but...
Oh, he got over that.
Well, you know, the POWs, finally, they said, you know, that's what got him out.
Exactly.
And, you know, it was hard for me, I can tell you, but I knew we had to do it.
And poor old Jane Fonda doesn't have... She can't get a hearing now too much.
Or Ramsey Clark either.
No.
Well, Billy, good to talk to you.
Thank you, sir.
And we did try to reach you, though. I just want you to know...
They had a message every week, and I would call...
The White House operator would call, and I'd be at a dinner or something. But anyway, we'll be seeing you.
You know, Tom Dewey told me, he said he never calls the president, and I got to think about that. I never call you, but sometimes I just want to tell you I'm with you.
I appreciate it enormously, believe me. You need a call now and then. Usually people call me and ask me for something. Okay.
Well, thank you, sir.
Bye.